is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
One evening as the sun went down.
Oh, man, do I miss Bill O'Reilly.
That is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching.
Don't you guys miss Bill O'Reilly already?
I'm headed for a land that's far away.
I miss his womanizing. I miss everything about him. Oh, what I wouldn't give to have Bill O'Reilly's analysis. What's going on in the world right now? Meanwhile, we're careening towards apocalyptic shithole. Hello, everyone. I'm your host for the next hour of Anti-Media Radio. My name is Jake Anderson. And like you, I am befuddled, perplexed, confused, frustrated, a little bit horny, not drunk enough to be dealing with what's going on in the news cycle right now. It's just an absolute nightmare what's going on. And I'm gonna run it down for you if you don't know what I'm talking about. If you don't pay attention to mainstream media or alternative media, you may be a little lost. But basically, our government and political establishment are collapsing. And we're going to have journalist Claire Bernish talk about it a little bit. But man, I mean, it's just been one thing after another. And look, I'm of the opinion that a lot of this Trump stuff is really just big time distractions. We have so many problems that need to be addressed. Ending the drug war. Curbing carbon emissions. Ending the imperial wars overseas. Ending surveillance. I mean, we can go down the list. There's a lot of things going wrong right now. But it's impossible to escape from the news cycle right now. I mean, it's one thing after another. So Trump, you know, who is already suspected of having colluded with Russia to change the election, despite there being no evidence offered yet, all we know is that intelligence sources say, that's all they'll say. That's not evidence. And frankly, I think it's a bunch of bullshit that they have the audacity to dominate the news cycle with basically a conspiracy theory. Because look, I love conspiracy theories, but I get slapped across the face for it every time I bring it up. We have Rachel Maddow, we have CNN, we have every single talking head on mainstream media spouting a conspiracy theory every single night. And no, I am not a Trump supporter. I'm not all right. I'm not a Republican. Not even close. But come on, they haven't provided any evidence yet that there was collusion. Nonetheless, it's a huge issue. Huge issue. Then Trump, in his everlasting wisdom, decides he's going to up and fire the FBI director, old Jimmy Comey. Old Jimmy Comey. And man, was that a mistake. Because even though Democrats who have called for Comey to step down, they took this as an opportunity to jump at him because James Comey is investigating the Russia investigation. So it looks suspicious. It really does look suspicious. But that's not the end of it. Yesterday, Trump evidently passed on sensitive, top secret intelligence to the Russian ambassador during a meeting. It was intelligence pertaining to the U.S. apparently stopping a terrorist attack. It was going to be ISIS using laptops to take down an airplane or something like that. And he, in his braggadocious way, mentioned that to an adversary, Russia. Trump probably thought he was making a deal. What he was actually doing was divulging sensitive information. From what I gather, from what I've heard, it's dangerous for a number of different reasons. One, Russia can now reverse engineer this information to find out kind of how the U.S. deals with this thing. And two, and probably more importantly, agents out in the field are compromised by this. If someone finds out about what they're doing, they could be killed. Now, look, I don't know how any of this shit works. I really don't. I'm not pretending I do. But this time, it's not just ominous, unseen, deep state figures pulling the strings. This time, it's actually like legitimate intelligence people in the room coming out and saying, like, whoa, 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 dude. No. You can't say that. You can't say that. And evidently, there's a law. I didn't know this. There's a law where you can't tell. I don't know if it's a law, but you can't tell the president not to say something. People in his cabinet. I didn't know that. But, you know, what are you supposed to do? Tap on his shoulder in the middle of a conversation with the Russian ambassador and say, no. No. Shut your fucking mouth, Donald. Shut your mouth, Donnie. You're over the line. You're over the line, Donnie. But apparently, it's a big deal, what he said. A really big deal. Possibly impeachable big deal. Or at the very least, it's not adding to an atmosphere of, it's not adding to any kind of positive environment right now. And then, of course, to top it all off, we have the bombshell report that dropped. It was either late last night or this morning that James Comey, prior to being fired, wrote a memo basically asserting that Donald Trump asked him to stop the investigation into Flynn. Flynn, of course, was in the cabinet. He was part of the cabinet. He was going to be the national security advisor. I'm going to look this up. But they're saying this could be obstruction of justice. James Comey wrote a memo in which he said, shit, let me turn the music off. Basically, Donald Trump said to him, I hope you can let this go. Referring to Michael Flynn's role in the ongoing investigation into Russia's efforts to influence the 2016 election. Could be obstruction of justice. I don't know. But, and if, Jesus, I haven't even mentioned the damn weird tweet he sent out, Twilight Zone tweet, where he says, oh, James Comey, you better hope there's no tapes, quote unquote, that I release. What the hell are you talking about? Why would you even bring up tapes? No Republican in office of presidency should ever, you shouldn't even be allowed to say the word tapes. I mean, unless you're going to go ahead and wear a Nixon mask, What the hell are you doing talking, tweeting to the FBI director that you just fired? That you better hope there's no tapes? Over the line, Donnie. I mean, really? I mean, my mom told me that there's a psychologist claiming that Donald Trump's father had Alzheimer's, and that people are starting to worry that Trump himself may be showing early signs of Alzheimer's. And shit, you know, it may be right, because I don't know how this could be any more disastrous. I mean, even Ann Coulter has come out and said that this is a nightmare. She was a big supporter of his. She's a nightmarish dragon demon bitch, but she was a big supporter of Trump's, and she's basically given up on him. There's rumors that Trump may fire Bannon. Let me just tell you this. If Trump fires Bannon, it's over, because his base likes Bannon more than Trump himself. Personally, I can't stand the guy. But Bannon is the American First nationalist movement wing of the Trump movement. And if he's let go in lieu of what already looks to be a strengthening globalist agenda, Trump met with Henry Kissinger last week. Always a beautiful sight to see Jabba the Hutt and his jowls, Henry Kissinger, the greatest war criminal since the Nazis, sitting down with Trump. The optics of it are not good. Trump came to office on a wave of populism, anti-globalist populism, and now he's bombing the shit out of Syria. He's bombing the shit out of Iraq, Afghanistan. He's reneging on his talk of, being tough on NATO. He's basically just dropping all of his anti-globalist talk. I mean, he pulled us out of TPP, which I actually supported, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, not a good thing, would have basically allowed corporate tribunals to overrule any legislation that would hurt their bottom line, including any environmental legislation. I don't agree with that. I don't particularly like government, but if they're going to pass some legislation that may help the environment, I don't want a bunch of corporations overruling that. It's just a shitty situation. We have a deep state. We have this American empire that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And I may be on my own tonight. I don't know where Claire is, but it's all good. I have you guys to keep me company. There's probably a couple of you listening out there. And I haven't even gotten into the biggest report of the week. Blew my mind when I heard it. I was on with Nick Burnaby last night for Anti-Media Radio, and the news dropped while we were on air that there is new evidence that murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich leaked 44,000 emails to WikiLeaks before he was killed, before he was shot. This was a big deal when it happened. He was a DNC staffer during the campaign. He was killed, evidently, supposedly by a robber who left his wallet and phone on the body, not something a robber usually does. And it was very, very suspicious. Julian Assange, in probably one of the most brilliant sleight of hand drops of knowledge I've ever seen, suggested during an interview that the death of Seth Rich is a chilling effect for other leakers, basically implying that Seth Rich may have been the leaker who unveiled all of those emails, damaging emails from Hillary Clinton. And now it looks as though there is a private investigation going on. And it's a pretty big deal. It's a big deal in the alt media landscape right now. According to Fox News, now take that for what you want, but Fox News is reporting it. None of the other mainstream media is reporting it. I'm not a fan of Fox News, but there is an investigative reporter that is claiming these things. It's through, you know, an anonymous FBI source, but apparently Rich made contact with WikiLeaks. Federal law enforcement investigators found 44,053 emails sent between DNC leaders from January 2015 to May 2016 that Rich shared with WikiLeaks before he was gunned down on July 10th, 2016. A federal investigator who reviewed an FBI forensic report detailing the contents of DNC staffer Seth Rich's computer, generated within 96 after his murder, said Rich made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden, a now deceased American investigative reporter. And essentially, what they're saying is, where is this guy? The investigator basically is saying that there is tangible evidence on Seth Rich's laptop that confirms he was communicating with WikiLeaks prior to his death. The police department nor the FBI have been forthcoming. This is the important part. And this is from the investigator Wheeler. His name is Wheeler. Rod Wheeler, private investigator. That despite the family's hiring of basically a DNC consultant, right after the murder, the DNC literally swooped in with one of their personal consultants to quarantine the family. Why the hell would they do that? Why would the DNC be quarantining the family of Seth Rich unless they were scared shitless that something was going to be learned? According to Wheeler, the police nor the FBI have been forthcoming. They haven't been cooperating at all. I believe that the answer to solving his death lies on that computer, which I believe is either at the police department or at the FBI. I have a source inside the police department that has looked me straight in the eye and said, Rod, we were told to stand down on this case, and I can't share any information with you. That's stunning. I don't think this Wheeler guy is going to be alive very long, I'll be honest with you. I think he's going to kill himself with two shots to the back of the head. That's how they go down these days. You kill yourself by somehow configuring the gun to shoot yourself in the back of the head twice. Is that possible? That's what the guy that released the CIA cocaine run-in did. Can't remember his name off the top of my head, but shot himself in the back of the head twice. Not a good look. This is just getting dirty, people. This is like House of Cards dirty. This is Frank Underwood dirty. It really seriously looks like Seth Rich was killed as a hit out of revenge by the DNC for leaking, or possibly to prevent him from leaking more. This is bad. Shockingly bad. I don't think people realize how bad it is because the media won't report on it. Literally none of them. It's unbelievable. CNN, Huffington Post, none of those crackers are saying anything about this. There is a media apparatus that controls Washington, that controls the multinational corporations. It's called the deep state. There is a synergistic effort between the government and the media. And it's the new Operation Mockingbird. Now, some of you probably know what Operation Mockingbird is. Essentially, this was, in the 1960s. And Operation Mockingbird was a, let me figure out how to word this. It was our first solid documentation that the media is an echo chamber for the government. They're a branch of the State Department, essentially. American news agencies and major broadcasters have been conscripted as basically domestic propagandists and spies. Thousands of people were involved in this. This is real. It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. This was part one of my article, 10 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. I have a part two coming out soon. Operation Mockingbird was the infiltration of the American media and the press. It started during the 50s, the start of the Cold War. It was carried out under the auspices of fighting communism. But I don't think it ever ended. In fact, I think it's transmogrified into something far more powerful, nefarious, ubiquitous. And the WikiLeaks has been exposing a number of disturbing revelations showing collusion between the media and political operatives. This includes during the election, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, and the media to screw over old Bernie. But it goes further than that. There is a comprehensive list of this Orwellian symbiotic relationship between the press and the government. You can look it up. There's a good article at humansarefree.com about collusion between the CIA and the mainstream media. I don't know if you're aware, last year on Christmas Eve, and everyone else was in their bed waiting for Santa Claus and his reindeer to swoop down, Barack Obama was signing his name to something. It was the 2016 National Defense Authorization Act. And the little piece of pork that they put in this time, there's always a little bit of pork in the NDAA. They slip in these really nefarious things. I think the Patriot Act came during an NDAA. This one, this last Christmas, was called the Countering Disinformation Act. Its putative goal was to fight fake news, which, of course, we all know during the 2016 election became a big topic of discussion. Of course, we know where the real fake news is coming from. It's coming from your television set and the government. The Countering Disinformation Act basically establishes these incredibly creepy-sounding things called a Global Engagement Center for managing disinformation and propaganda. And we already know that the government routinely performs psychological operations, psyops, or they recently been rebranded Military Information Support Operations, or MISO, it should come as no surprise that manipulating the civilian population is a permanent goal of the government. They don't want us to know what the hell is going on. This blew my mind, but I didn't know this, but in 2013, the National Defense Authorization Act of that year actually legalized the use of PSYOPs on U.S. citizens, psychological operations. The Global Engagement Center is charged with creating a more centralized infrastructure to control quote-unquote fact-based narratives in the media. It would seem that while the state already has a steel grip on corporate news networks, they are struggling to control the influence of online independent media. The new law may be the start of this century's Operation Mockingbird, a new full-scale infiltration of local news and a war against anti-establishment narratives on the internet. Now, this is already taking place in the form of algorithmic censorship through Facebook and Google. We already know that. And, of course, as well as a weaponization of the fake news narrative. Facebook and Google are not harmless people. They're using their algorithms to censor alternative news. And I work in the SEO world. Ladies and gentlemen, my full-time job is I work for a search engine optimization company. I'm not going to say which one, because I don't want to get fired. Actually, I do want to get fired, but that's a different story. But in the world of search engine optimization, you can control where a link shows up, on what page in the search results. And Facebook and Google, on Google's side, they know they can control where a page shows up. On Facebook's side, they can control the page reach. And a lot of alternative media people I've talked to have said that their page has been severely limited. I know anti-media, I know Nick's been struggling with it too. Facebook and Google are not harmless. And it would be foolish, it would be the height of foolishness to not consider that Operation Mockingbird 2.0 fully involves all the social media networks. Most importantly, Facebook and Google. We know it's happening. It's just a matter of how deeply it's happening. So, to me, this is one of the biggest stories of the decade. And I don't think we're going to have answers on it for a while. But I guarantee you, when the dust settles, it's going to turn out that Google and Facebook were far more complicit in controlling the information flow than we've ever thought. Where was I? Oh, this is lovely. A U.S. airstrike kills 30 Syrian civilians near Iraq. It's always good to get an update on the military-industrial complex. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I worry that maybe an hour has gone by without us bombing the shit out of a third world country. It's just not a good thought, you know? It's like we gotta line the pockets of the defense contractors. So it's a crazy week. Honestly, it's a crazy week. Someone on Facebook said, I think it was JP, said, go home, newsfeed, you're drunk. I like that. And that was even before the latest things. I mean, this is full-scale meltdown mode right now. Let's do a little fun exercise. Let's see what both sides are saying. Okay, so CNN.com. They're already talking about a smoking gun. CNN, major headline, why Trump may not survive the Comey memo. Wow, those are strong words. Why Trump may not survive the Comey memo. Huffington Post, let's see what they're saying. Major headline, obstruction of justice. Wow. All right, now let's switch sides here. Let's go to the alt-right. Let's check out InfoWars. I want to see what InfoWars is saying. So on the left, we have obstruction of justice. On the InfoWars side, what do we got? Top headline on InfoWars. Oh, well, look at this. InfoWars is writing about the Seth Rich thing. God, I hate it when I end up agreeing with InfoWars. Tim Allen stunned and blindsided by ABC's decision to cancel hit show. Russia calls WaPo report on Trump intel sharing utter nonsense. Claim Justice Antonin Scalia believed Obama spied on the Supreme Court. All right. Now let's see what Breitbart is saying. Leaked Comey memo. Come on, Breitbart. Get your ads figured out. Fucking bullshit. Comey strikes back. Leaked Comey memo claims Trump tried to shut down Flynn investigation. Okay, so Breitbart at least is reporting. By the way, I hate Breitbart, but they're at least acknowledging. White House, no comment on Seth Rich investigation. I mean, it's just, you know, my point of going through this here is that this is just, we're surrounded by propaganda. That's why here at Anti-Media, we're decentralized, we're all across the country. We take as an objective view of the news as I think is out there. I honestly think Anti-Media has the most objective, neutral, because we all have different points of view here. There's libertarians, there's anarchists, all kinds of anarchists, ANCAPs, ANCOMs. I'm an anarcho-syndicalist. We have statists. We're all across the board. But we go on facts and not beliefs. This is a mess, people. I can't believe CNN is reporting Trump might not survive the Comey menu. Is this guy going to get impeached in his first year in office? I mean, seriously, what in the... The James Comey memo is an existential threat to Donald Trump's presidency. Ooh. It doesn't look good, though. If he told the FBI director, I hope you can let this go in regard to an investigation... I don't know. Does that meet the bar of obstruction of justice? It's a request. It's an outward emotive gesture saying, I hope you let this go. But yeah, he's not supposed to say it. He shouldn't be saying it. Of course, the biggest, this all boils back down to this idea of collusion between Trump, Russia, and WikiLeaks. And I have a hard time believing it, and here's why. It would take all three of them lying, and it would take WikiLeaks being directly complicit in a partisan hack. WikiLeaks has an impeccable record. I'm a huge WikiLeaks fan. I have a hat that says, I'm with WikiLeaks, and I love it. It's my favorite hat. I'm going to a UFO conference this week with my dad, and I'm going to be wearing my I'm with WikiLeaks hat all weekend. They have an impeccable record. I have a hard time believing that they would try to sway the election purposely. I think what Julian Assange and WikiLeaks was doing was releasing very damaging information that came out. Why would they hold it back? He doesn't have any allegiance to Hillary Clinton. Why would he hold back on damaging information? WikiLeaks opens governments. That's their phrase. We open governments. Go to Twitter, WikiLeaks. We open governments. I assure you, WikiLeaks will have shit on Trump soon enough. Since the election, they came out with their blistering trove of documents about the CIA's Vault 7 cyber hacking. And this was nothing short of devastating. I hope you guys know about this. I'll quickly summarize. Early in 2017, WikiLeaks began releasing a series of data dumps regarding CIA cyber hacking abilities and exploits. It's called Vault 7. It was updated serially in releases called Year Zero, Dark Matter, Marble, Grasshopper, Hive, Weeping Angel, and Scribbles. And these documents show an unprecedented collection of cyber vulnerabilities, exploits, and hacking abilities consolidated within the agency. Among these breaches in domestic surveillance, WikiLeaks documents showed that Vault 7 set shows that the CIA can break into Android and iPhone handsets and all kinds of computers. The agency has the ability to hack into Apple iPhones and Android smartphones and actually assume full remote control of the device. The CIA can access consumer smart TVs to listen in on surrounding conversations. And the agency looked into ways to hack into cars and crash them, allowing nearly undetectable assassinations. Michael Hastings, anyone? Yeah, that's how Michael Hastings died. Michael Hastings, who was digging into very sensitive government stuff, the government did not like him, and all of a sudden, his car took off and crashed, and he died. And now we find out that the agency actively looked into ways to hack into cars, smart cars, and crash them. Unbelievable. And the CIA concealed vulnerabilities that could be exploited by hackers from other countries or governments. And we saw this week how big of a deal that can be, because vulnerabilities released that were stored by the NSA, different agency, were seized upon by hackers. And it was a worldwide hacking. And of course, that whole thing is, I don't know how it's a limited hangout or not. The whole thing is kind of strange, the cyber hacking thing. But, you know, what I'm saying here is that WikiLeaks has an impeccable record, and it's not just about taking down Hillary Clinton. They just had the goods on her. They had the goods on the collusion to make Bernie Sanders look bad, on her conversations with Goldman Sachs people, where she talked about having one face for public and one face for private. Sketchy Clinton Foundation pay-for-play schemes. I think people are in denial about Hillary Clinton. She was corrupt. WikiLeaks proved it. And now they've proven that the CIA has way more control. I mean, how does this sit with you guys? That the CIA can access your smart TV and listen in to surrounding conversations, even when it's turned off. They had a specific piece of technology that allowed for the recorder to keep recording even when the light of the smart TV is off. Okay, so even when it's off, it's still recording. The CIA has the ability to hack into your iPhone or Android smartphone and assume full remote control of the device. This is Orwellian. I mean, this is beyond Orwellian. I mean, how can we ever have faith in this government again? We can't. These people are sinister beyond belief. They probably killed Michael Hastings. They probably killed Seth Rich. God knows how many other people have been killed. And of course, this isn't even going into the hypocrisy of us, of the DNC and the political establishment of Washington, talking about meddling in an election. Are you kidding me? Our government, our CIA, has the most corrupt and fucked up history of meddling in foreign elections of any country out there. We are the all-time kings of meddling in elections, of assassination, of coups in foreign countries. We have actively and aggressively subverted countless foreign elections over the last century. I mean, there could be books, there's full books written about this. Noam Chomsky is talking about it extensively. And he even came out with a quote this week saying it's laughable. Noam Chomsky said it's laughable that we are talking about meddling in an election when the CIA has meddled in, I mean, it's so many different countries, it's unbelievable. I made a list of them, a small list. This is a truncated list. South Korea in the late 1940s, Italy in the middle part of the century, Guatemala 1954, Congo 1960, Dominican Republic 1961, South Vietnam in 1963, Brazil 1964, Uruguay 1969, Bolivia 1971, Chile, Argentina, Australia, El Salvador, Iran, Grenada, Haiti, Panama, Nicaragua, Czechoslovakia, Peru, Yugoslavia. It goes on and on. There's dozens more. And of course, this is just soft coups. These are just assassinations. We're not even talking about full military decimations in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. We have no moral compass. But if you turn on the television, all you're going to see is Trump, 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 Trump. Nothing about the larger picture of what the U.S. is doing in the world. What this deep state. It's sickening, man. I'm missing my co-host DB right now. And I apologize for not having a guest on tonight, so you're just kind of stuck listening to me ramble right now, but this is important shit. It's important to know that there's other stuff going on right now, other corruption besides just Trump. Now, he's pretty bad, and, you know, these last 3 days have not been good for him. The New York Times is claiming straight up that Trump asked Comey to end the Flynn probe. Man, that's huge. Huge. Yeah. That sounds like obstruction of justice. Is this guy going to get impeached in his first year in office? Are you kidding me? This is laughable. Laughable, man. All right, so what have we talked about tonight? We've talked about Seth Rich. We've talked about the CIA, WikiLeaks release of the CIA's Vault 7 program, talking about how they can hack into your phone. They can listen to your smart TV. They've looked into ways to crash cars. I mean, there's a special on Michael Hastings, you know, the journalist who was probably killed, probably assassinated. They can take control of your car. They can do it. They can do it. Hackers have shown that you can hack into a smart car and assume control over the car and crash it. What a horrifying way to die. Isn't it a little suspicious that Seth Rich, who was digging into some very sensitive information, really doing a gut hack on the deep state? And coincidentally, the CIA was looking into ways to hack into cars and crash them. Wow. I really want to make a documentary about that. I apparently it's someone's already doing it. A journalist friend of mine has been reporting a lot on MISO, which is Military Information Support Operations, which is basically the new name given to psychological operations, are PSYOPs. And PSYOPs are, you know, essentially projects which seek to sway people, change their mind. It's basically mass propaganda. We could do a whole show on PSYOPs. Crazy times, man. Get the popcorn out, people, because you're watching the implosion of an empire. You have front row seats for the collapse of Rome. You know, it took Rome like almost 1,000 years to collapse, I think. A long time. Maybe not 1,000, but it took a long time for Rome to collapse. America has been a country for scarcely 300 years. I'm not good at math. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm trying to say. We haven't been around that long. Are we really going to collapse this quickly into our experiment in republic? There's a metaphor here, I believe. Is Trump going to make it through a year? Will the United States make it through its first three centuries? I mean, it's bad out there, man. You have these Antifa people battling the alt-right. This is the most divisive. I mean, this is the most divisive in history. In the history of the U.S., at least. Not in history total, but in the United States, I mean, this is as bad as it can get. And the sad part about it is if people were actually arguing about real shit, I would have hope. Because I think we should disagree, to quote a Strokes lyric. I think we should disagree. That's not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is that we're disagreeing on shit that we don't even know what we're talking about. Most people don't know what the deep state is. Most people don't know what Vault 7 is. Most people don't know what Global Engagement Center is or fact-based narratives. They don't know about this strange, sinister cabal of unelected people that is running our government. What can we do? Vote? Sure, why not vote? I mean, it's not going to do shit. Half the people in this country don't vote. Why? Most of them because they just don't think it matters. Wow. David Gergen straight up is saying Trump is in impeachment territory. Is this guy going to get impeached in his first year? Oh my God. President Pence. Here comes President Pence. Oh God, he's worse. I hope all these liberals whining about Trump understand what they're in for when Pence gets in. Because right now, my theory is that Trump is actually distracting the GOP from its agenda. Once Trump is gone, once Pence gets in there, They're going to bulldoze over every civil liberty that's out there. God. Trump is in deep shit. The deep state is in deep shit. Because people like us know what's going on. You know what's going on. Or at least you're interested in knowing what's really going on and not just what CNN tells you or MSNBC. Rachel Maddow, who spent over 50% of her airtime talking about the Russian collusion. Over 50% of Rachel Maddow's airtime in the last 6 months has been spent on connections between Trump and Russia. Now look, It's certainly an issue worth investigating and reporting on. It's a big deal if it's true. There's no evidence for it yet, but to spend over 50% of your airtime as an influential person, Rachel Maddow is very influential. That is so intellectually dishonest, it makes me sick. I think she's talented at what she does. But I am not a fan of hers because I think that's so intellectually dishonest. There are so many other issues. I've talked about 4 or 5 of them tonight. I wonder how many times she's talked about Vault 7 and the CIA being able to hack directly into our phones and listen to our conversations through our fucking smart TVs. I wonder how many times Rachel Maddow's reported on that. I wonder how many times Rachel Maddow has reported on the history of CIA assassinations and meddling in other elections. Don't you think that'd be a good footnote in some of these stories about the Russia-Trump collusion? Oh, by the way, the U.S. has been doing this for the last half century in the most sinister, effed-up ways you can possibly imagine. Look into the history of the CIA meddling in foreign elections. In Latin America alone, it's dozens of countries. The CIA has subverted the will of the people across the world. And now they want to have the audacity to come out with no evidence and say that our election was meddled with, as if it mattered. All the meddling, all they're saying, all that meddling means is that Russia was involved in giving documents to WikiLeaks to hurt Hillary Clinton. That's all they're saying. They're not talking about an assassination. They're not talking about, you know, embedding a paramilitary group to spread disinformation in a country. You're not talking about a false flag like in Operation Gladio in Italy, which happened. They're talking about literally just the facts, reporting the fact, like a leak of what Hillary Clinton actually said. She actually said the things. And that's the collusion you're talking about? I mean, this is just laughable. And I'm not the only one who thinks that, too. Noam Chomsky, my boy. An anarcho-syndicalist who's been, you know, he's somewhat of a gatekeeper. I agree with some of my more conspiratorial friends. He's a bit of an academic gatekeeper, but he has been very consistent on being anti the American empire since the Vietnam War. And he said, we are the laughing stock of the world right now because of this issue. It's interesting. Nixon didn't go down because of the tape. Nixon went down because he lied about the tape and he obstructed justice about the tape. It looks like Trump could go down in the same way. It's very possible there was no collusion whatsoever, but he's asking the FBI director to drop the investigation. I mean, that kind of sounds like obstruction of justice to me. But what a distraction. What a tragic distraction this all is. Can it get better? What can solve this? What can save us? What can stop this? What can dismantle the deep state? I have some theories. I think artificial intelligence could help. In the next 2 decades, we're going to see powerful machine intelligence coming about. Could make it impossible for them to hide the truth. If the technological singularity happens, we have no idea what's going to happen. But one thing we do know is that powerful governments and powerful corporations are going to be doing everything they can to silence the truth and to keep people ignorant and to assert their power. Right now, we have the greatest library in history at our fingertips, the internet, and people still can't get their hands on the truth. I hope it changes. With transhuman implants, will people be able to augment their intelligence? Will people be able to break out of the backfire effect? There's a great comic, The Oatmeal. And he had a recent one that was about the backfire effect, which is that our brain reacts physically when we're told a piece of information that conflicts with one of our beliefs. Look it up. All right.
Yo, here we go through the stereo.